In India, more than 800 million registered voters are casting ballots for seats in the 543-seat lower house of parliament. Voting in the world's largest democracy is spread out in 9 stages over 5 weeks. Kanti Prasad Bajpai of the National University of Singapore tells VOA's Victor Beatty he's hopeful the election will be free and fair and nonviolent. He's also looking closely for signs of a strong voter turnout.
Early indications are from voter surveys and so on that as many as 70% of the electorate might come out and vote, and that would be a very, very high figure given the last 20, 25 years of elections. So I think voter participation is a second big hope, and I think we're going to see it. And thirdly, I think everyone's looking forward to a fairly clear result so that the country can get back to business as quickly as possible with no uncertainties about who's going to govern. And there's a big economic and social agenda ahead of the country. And so the election's important for putting in place stable governments.
If he wins, would Mr. Modi be a divisive figure?
For some people, he will be a divisive figure. Some Hindus who are more secular-minded certainly worry about him. There are people amongst some sections of the lower castes who are not very attracted to him, who see him as being more oriented towards the upper caste. Of course, minority voters, particularly Muslims in India, who are 12% of the electorate and concentrated in key northern states, they will worry about Mr. Modi as well.
There's going to be a big youth vote this time around. What do young people in India want?
You're right. I mean, 100 million new voters are coming into the election. So that means these are people between the ages of 18 and about 23 or 24. They're quite attuned to Modi, but also to other protest parties and movements against corruption and the downturn in the economy. So, of course, those are the two big things that young people will be looking for: clean government, effective government, and, of course, on the other side, good economic management and the restoration of economic growth, which means, of course, jobs. Young Indians want jobs and good-paying jobs and interesting jobs. So I think corruption, but even more than that, economic growth and employment opportunities, that's what they'll be looking for.
Aside from the economy, what are the pressing domestic and foreign policy issues the new administration will have to grapple with?
There's always the question of managing the kind of ramshackle bureaucracy that's everywhere in India. So I think people want decisive and effective governance on the ground in areas that they deal with every day. There's also a great desire for investments in things like infrastructure, public health, in better education. And then, of course, on the internal security front, people want some breakthroughs in dealing with the Maoists in central India. They want a general sense of law and order. And on the foreign policy and international security front, I think most people would look for this government to continue the Manmohan Singh's government's record of stability with major regional partners and rivals, the smaller countries to be sure, but especially Pakistan and China. I think there the Manmohan Singh government has a pretty good record, and I don't think anyone's looking for anything very different. With the United States, I think in general the mood will be to try and bring the relationship back on the rails after a series of difficulties. And of course there'll be some curiosity about how the United States and India get past the Modi problem. That is the issue of whether the United States will get down to business with Modi, given that the Americans have not given Modi a visa for the last 10 or 15 years.
Kanti Prasad Bajpai of National University of Singapore, he was speaking with VOA's Victor Beatty.